Kate Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're concluding our topic, The Search for Wisdom. Proverbs 8 is an unusual chapter in the Word of God. The entire chapter is devoted to an appeal for men to receive wisdom, not merely knowledge or intelligence, but rather spiritual understanding and appreciation for God's viewpoint on life. The last five verses of the chapter particularly show that the one who receives wisdom will gain immensely in terms of the practical results that come to him. Beginning at verse 32, Solomon describes a scene in which a man waits with eager anticipation at the gates of wisdom's home. The idea is that the truly submissive person will not want to miss wisdom's appearance, whenever that might occur. His acceptance of wisdom is not a grudging acceptance of a set of standards that will bind him like a straitjacket in his actions. No, this is a willing acceptance by one who has voluntarily submitted himself to wisdom's claims upon him. This man will receive blessing. Verses 35 and 36 show that this refers to spiritual blessing as the reward of the person who listens to wisdom's call. He obtains life, not merely existence, but the fullness of God's favor, both in this present life and in the life to come. I say the life to come because the book of Proverbs has a distinct emphasis on the concepts of death and life going beyond the purely physical realm into the eternal area. For instance, Proverbs 12:28 says, "In the way of the righteous is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Proverbs 15:24 adds the thought, "The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath." Because of this emphasis, there is no way that you can limit the meaning in Proverbs 8:35 to life in this world. The verse must refer to eternal life. When you realize this, the verse takes on a tremendous importance. Biblical wisdom not only gives you blessing in this life, but it also extends its blessing into the life to come. Notice also the contrasting thought of verse 36. The man who fails to find wisdom hurts himself. He wrongs his own soul, the verse says. By his decision to reject the wisdom of God, this man brings himself into the realm of spiritual death. As with the word life in verse 35, so the term death here goes far beyond the idea of misfortune in this life or mere physical death. No, this term includes both the present realm of darkness and the eternal state of torment that follows the physical death of a person who scorns true wisdom. Which of these goals are you pursuing? Life or death? Have you settled the question of living for Christ or of living for self? It's a question you can't ignore, you can't avoid. You have to give an answer in one way or the other. And according to the Bible, only as you make Jesus Christ the center of your life are you doing that which exalts true wisdom. I'd urge you today to settle the matter, to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, if that's where you need to start, or to confess your backslidden ways of sin to the Lord and to begin saturating yourselves in the Word of God. That's where it's at. Through salvation and study, you can begin acquiring true wisdom from the Lord. And in acquiring true wisdom, you gain that which will bring eternal blessing into your life. Whether you're a young person or an adult, you need to make this your goal. Begin it today. Then write me to let me know of your decisions, so that we can rejoice together over your search for wisdom.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.